This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your technology startups, and then you got the story Stephen Beard's about to tell us from 100 feet beneath the streets of Clapham, London, England, where this evening's dinner salad is being grown. Here's Stephen.
Not the most picturesque farm entrance. To get in here, you have to squeeze into a small ancient elevator along with a couple of farmhands and then rattle down 100 feet underground.
Can't afford to be claustrophobic in this job.
No, that would be a bit of a nightmare.
At the bottom of the shaft, the scene does look slightly nightmarish. Two parallel tunnels, a third of a mile long, bathed in an eerie pink light. The 20 or so staff dressed in white lab coats, surgical boots, hairnets and face masks.
We're a pest-free site, so there's nothing down here that we want getting into the site. And this is just an extra layer of protection.
It's almost a surgical environment or operating theatre.
Yeah, exactly.
Farmhand come technician Bethany Thurston says the tunnels were built as a World War II air raid shelter. Once lined with bunk beds for 8,000 people, they're now lined with vertically stacked trays, growing a wide variety of vegetables and herbs.
We've got broccoli, salad rocket, coriander, fennel. We've got the pea shoots, the sunflower shoots, two types
of There's no soil on this farm. The crops are all grown on the trays, exposed to pink LED lighting in place of sunshine, and bathed in water containing all the essential nutrients.
So here we're on the irrigation level, so we're directly beneath the growing space in the farm.
That's grower Greg Crawford.
And we saw the tanks here, and pumps pump the water up into the farm, it irrigates the crop, and the water comes back through down here again, where it's cleaned and we constantly recycle it.
The underground farmers who are selling their produce to all the main supermarket chains and some local restaurants have two enormous advantages over their traditional counterparts. No pests, so they don't need to spray, and they never have to worry about the weather.
You're not in any way dependent on the vagaries of climate change.
Exactly, yeah. It's very predictable, very controlled, so there's no frost down here, there's no heat waves down here, it's all standardised.
A trolley laden with red cabbage, watercress and fennel trundles by. The co-founder of Growing Underground, Steve Dring, looks on with missionary enthusiasm. His aim, he says, is simple.
It's about using the technology that's out there to sustainably intensify the yields. We need to look at different ways of growing food.
And his way of growing it, he says, is both sustainable and very intensive.
If we grow peas in a field, you'd get three crops a year. You grow them under glass, old glass 20 a year, modern glass 30 a year. Here we get 62 crops a year because we're precisely giving them exactly what they want all year round.
Soil erosion, population growth and climate change, Dring says, all mean that traditional farming won't on its own be able to feed the planet.
We have to produce more food. The current business as usual model of agriculture isn't fit for purpose.
But are the conditions of underground farming fit for the workers, like Greg Crawford? A giant fan blows fresh air into the tunnels, but this is hardly like having the wind in your hair.
Wouldn't you prefer to be a real farmer, Greg? Up there, haymaking in the sun?
Well, we're at the cutting edge here, so it is definitely, it's very interesting. We're pushing the boundaries here, and that is exciting. But I do miss the sunshine a little bit.
Growing Underground is not making a profit yet, but expects to do so by the middle of next year. Then it could, financially at least, put conventional farming in the shade. In London, 100 feet underground, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.